Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 94. In this episode, I'll discuss flumazenil. Yeah. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode94. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Shout out to Pharmacy Ashkin for suggesting this topic and sending many of the references that I have linked in this episode. Flumazenil is a competitive benzodiazepine receptor inhibitor. It is classified as an antidote to benzodiazepines. The approved indications for flumazenil are reversal of conscious sedation and general anesthesia and suspected benzodiazepine overdose. The usual dose is 0.2 milligrams over 15 to 30 seconds, repeated every minute if needed. The onset of action is a couple minutes, and the effects last for about an hour. Many providers insist on not using flumazenil in benzodiazepine overdose scenarios due to the risk of precipitating acute benzodiazepine withdrawal and seizures. This risk was described in case reports in the early 1990s. A 39-year-old woman who overdosed on benzodiazepines and tricyclic antidepressants was treated with flumazenil. The patient developed refractory seizures. Lorazepam, phenytoin, and phenobarbital were administered. However, seizures persisted for 4 hours, resulting in rhabdomyolysis, acute renal failure, severe brain damage, and death. Another set of authors reported the occurrence of a generalized tonic-clonic seizure in a pediatric patient following the administration of flumazenil. And a review of 43 seizures reported with flumazenil identified that almost half of the cases involved co-ingestion of a proconvulsant agent such as a tricyclic antidepressant, just like in the first case I discussed. And in addition to these human case reports, rat and dog data suggest the increased risk of seizure when flumazenil is given in benzodiazepine overdose. But is the risk of seizure overblown? In the present decade, some slightly more robust data has been presented suggesting the risk of seizure from flumazenil and benzodiazepine toxicity may be overstated. A single-center retrospective observational study of 23 adult patients administered flumazenil for known or suspected benzodiazepine overdose in an emergency department revealed that no patient experienced a seizure. And a poison center published 10 years of data on flumazenil administration in acutely poisoned adult patients. Out of 904 patients, there were 13 patients with seizures and one death following flumazenil administration. 8 of the 13 patients who seized had also taken proconvulsant medications. Given this more recent data, it seems unlikely that flumazenil would be harmful when given to overdose patients, and that patients with proconvulsant co-ingestion might be the only group to be concerned about. While it's true, or it may be true, that flumazenil is relatively safe in these scenarios, I am not impressed with the benefit that it is likely to offer benzodiazepine overdose patients. Firstly, in the 10-year study by the Poison Center, only half of the patients who received flumazenil woke up afterwards. You might as well have flipped a coin. Secondly, flumazenil might not reverse the respiratory depressive effects of benzodiazepines. A 1993 article concluded, when benzodiazepine-induced respiratory depression was evident, the ability of flumazenil to reverse it was inconsistent and short-lived. benzodiazepine toxicity is easily treated with supportive care measures. So to use an antidote that doesn't consistently work is not appealing to me, no matter how small the risk of seizure may be. If I'm going to use flumazenil and benzodiazepine toxicity, I want there to be a significant diagnostic value. Perhaps avoiding a lumbar puncture or other invasive procedure would make it worthwhile. To summarize my opinion, in toxicology scenarios, flumazenil has little to no therapeutic value. Lack of benefit rather than risk of harm is my reason for almost never using flumazenil. Now, there are a couple of off-label considerations for flumazenil use. I have two articles linked in the show notes. Actually, an article and a PubMed search is what are linked in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode94. And one of them goes to a single center toxicology unit that described using flumazenil to diagnose benzodiazepine delirium during the treatment of alcohol withdrawal syndrome. And then there are many published articles that suggest flumazenil may have some effect in clearing hepatic encephalopathy, and I have a link to those as well. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.